morning, John Boy.
Hey, buddy, welcome to the big show.
Hey, I'm proud to be here now.
Right, man.
Proud to be here. I just got out of the shower. Uh-huh. I'm about bust to be.
All right. Uh-oh, Jackie's picturing you naked. We don't need that.
Oh.
Hey, we're fixing to drag up and go up. Hey, Beach Club is a very popular place in Cleveland, Missouri. Oh. And my dad plays cards there every day.
All right, get in the card game.
There you go.
All right. All right,
yeah.
Let's go.
Well, it sounds like you got a full schedule, so we'll make this quick.
Yeah, I'm proud to be here now.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, I'm Adam. It is Thursday, October 21st. Got a crew in here, John Boy and Billy. And let's welcome Tater, Randy,
hello.
Jackie, and Andy behind a glass. Morning, Andrew. Look good, our buddy.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
So what national days we got here? It's National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. It's pumpkin season. Have you noticed?
No.
I heard rumors.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice spam is back on the shelf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Hmm. Dessert?
No, that's the entree.
Let's move on to Reptile Awareness Day. Jackie, be aware of snakes.
Oh, yeah.
I think she got that part covered.
She has reptile dysfunction.
Even a picture of one.
And
she moved my rattle that I took off a rattlesnake when I was turkey hunting in Texas. She got rid of that, and that freaked her out. I was just shaking at her. All right, it's National Witch Hazel Day. Witch Hazel, they talked about that in Mayberry a lot. Mm-hmm. Remember the sisters who loved the smell of witch hazel when they'd come out of the barbershop? All right, then it's National Get Smart About Credit Day. So, good luck with that.
We have nothing to offer you on that.
Yeah, right. All right, we got our three dates in history saved up. We'll get out my John Boy's Daily Stuff giveaway of the day with the first prize pack. All right, let's get it going. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack we play for today, a personalized mix of unique products from Box of Awesome. $70 value, no matter what you're into, we got you covered, and 90% of it is from a small, up-and-coming brand. Just in time for fall and the holidays, boxofawesome.com. And go to bigshow.com, excuse me, click on the Box of Awesome banner, get 20% off your first monthly box with code JBB. So my daily stuff of the day. Grabbed that office coming in this morning. A Lowe's Motor Speedway 09 Matchbox car is in the box. And a miniature Jimmy Johnson number 48 bobblehead in his Lowe's outfit. Driver's uniform. Mm-hmm. Everything just came together when I walked by. All right, so let's get you ready with your three dates in history where we'll get our categories. October 21st, 1849, the first tattooed man, James O'Connell, was put on exhibition at the Franklin Theater in New York City. Women were said to have fainted at the sight.
A man without a shirt on. Oh!
Women fainted a lot back then.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
1998. A 34-year-old spectator got 2 days in jail for playing with a yo-yo in an Oklahoma City courtroom.
Okay, so it wasn't St. Louis. Okay, good.
Now, the man said he was trying to quit smoking and yo-yoing helped him relax, but the judge wasn't impressed. Mm. And finally, this date in 03, a concert by the heavy metal rock group Pod, payable on death, in Siegen, Germany, had to be canceled after the sound check made the ceiling collapse.
Well.
Well, the audience had not yet arrived, and no one was injured.
And because it was payable on death, nobody got paid.
There's your categories, 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free line. Come on, play Outburst next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, Thursday, October the 21st. Video of the day brought to you by Nickel Store in Rock Hill, South Carolina, your hunting headquarters. More proof that cats are jerks. Do
like
you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Check it out for yourself at thebigshow.com. And right now, get out winning the game.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Say hey to Tim from Coward, South Carolina.
Hey, let's make it happen.
Hey. Good morning, Tim. All right, man. You know, I love these southern towns, and sometimes there's stories behind the names. What about Coward, South Carolina? Do you have a clue?
Well, I think it's one of them ones that's just a backwoods backyard type thing that happened, but, you know, because it's right next to Scranton. So you either Scranton out or you cowarding down.
I think he knows the real story. He's just afraid to tell you.
It's a big cover.
Well, we got it to the backyard at the edge of the woods. So we got that.
Perfect. That's right. It is a backwoods, but it's a good little town. It's a good town.
Good deal, Tim. Well, glad you made it in here, buddy. Let's get on through these categories early this morning and let you get this prize pack. You ready?
Yes, sir.
In 5 seconds. We need three places, not necessarily in Coward or Scranton, that people get tattoos. Ready, go.
I would say your head, your neck, and your arm.
That's a way to go the other way.
Two of them you'll really regret.
Yeah. And maybe the third, too, depending on what it is.
Right.
Tim, now we need three ways to quit smoking. Ready, go.
I guess it'd be like your gum, maybe a nicotine patch, and then some cold turkey.
You got it. Yeah, and then you use a yo-yo. All right. And for the win, three things with loud volume. Ready, go.
Movie theater, concerts, John Boy, and Dragway.
Good work, Tim. Buddy, so you have going to send you a box of awesome. This is our new sponsor. You're going to have some personalized products, box of awesome. Well, actually, Jackie's going to pick them out for you, but don't worry. She'll get to know you on the phone here in just a second. And you're the first name in the hat for John Boy's stuff for today. A Lowe's Motor Speedway 09 Matchbox stock car and a miniature Jimmy Johnson 48 bobblehead.
Or as we call it, a box of what?
And I am a 47-year-old man. I do still collect Hot Wheels.
Nice. Okay, all right. You're going to like this. All right, good work. Tim, will you hang on, buddy?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side, our time capsule for our early morning risers. And then, our latest edition of Dumb Crook News.
V This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
It is time to Axe Ike.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Axe Ike. The play. Oh, Patrick. Where'd you get all them cheeseburgers? Put those back in Uncle John Boy's office.
Don't get on my stack.
Sorry, Cracker. Man gotta eat. He's a growing boy. The place to go for all... I regress. Yeah. The place to go for all the 411 you need. For all your, what you call, intrapersonal relation shrimpacies. Dig this. Dear Ike, I got this girl I really like. She got a great figure and a fine behind. Good so far. Things are going great, with one exception. Every time we go out, her three annoying friends just happen to show up. And they ain't the prettiest thing. In fact, things is a pretty good way to describe them. I think they hang around my girl because she's the only good-looking popular friend they have. I want to keep seeing her, but she's got more Klingons than Star Trek. Signed, Pestered in Petersburg. Dear Pest, ain't nothing worse than a romantic moment running the ditches by some of your girlfriend's ugly-ass buddies. You know what I was going to say. That's good enough.
Yeah.
Look, you ain't the first player to have his good time smotherated by a gaggle of his girlfriend's googly-looking gal pals. It happened to everyone. You out at the Red Lobster. I know it's Red Lobster, but the one I go to only has big girls waiting to take. You out at the Red Lobster. See what I did? Pounding down script, and here comes Skanky, skankier and skankiest. Eating all your damn cheese biscuits and talking about who's gay and so you think you can dance. And let me settle that, all of them. There's a couple of ways to handle your situation, and no matter which way it goes, you're going to be good with the hoes. Let me preach on it. Now, the reason these haggard old heifers sniffing after you two lovebirds is because they can't get no date of their own. So they're going to go on your date. Man, what's up with that, man? And guess how they find out? Your cute little sweetie is sending them tweeties just so they know where you two going to go. And 2 seconds later, here come the hoes. I understand it ain't because she don't love you. It's because she feels sorry for the Skankzilla, Hodan, and Mothra. What you need to do is send them pound puppies barking after a new bone, my brother. See? This is the time to contact who I call your Bale brothers. These are the dudes you know you can call to spring you from the pokey at 3 a.m. The next time you go out with little Miss Patootie, bring your boys for some booty dootie. You dig? Get them a few drinks and let the good time roll. Don't worry about what your girl said. She'll be so thrilled that her friends have found love, she'll thank you over and over again. And hopefully that thank you will include bacon fat and a vampire costume. You dig? Now, there is a chance that when your friends show up, they will not be drunk enough to take a run at your problem hoes. Remind them that they owe you. If that don't work, just tell them you got pictures their wives / girlfriends wouldn't want them to see. It don't matter if you don't got any. Every dude's got something in the closet, and sometimes it's another dude. But if threats don't scare them and they head for the hills, Ike's got that cure for all of your ills. Just find a quiet moment, like when her friends are in the toilet or tying on the feed bag at the free Who's Duva bar. Whisper in her ear that it's a shame that her friends ain't getting no loving. Then suggest that maybe, just maybe, you should sacrifice your dignity to satisfy their connubial needs. One of two things gonna go down. She'll either see herself losing you and run them heifers off herself, or she might go for it and you're gonna be stuck getting busy with the three amigos. Sorry, brother. Ain't no plan perfect. So if you ain't got the sand to carry out the plan, go find a skeezer to go that ain't got no losers in tow. And put your boot in the place where she poops. This is Ike. Peace out.
If you still want to act psych, mail to Act Psych, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219, or anybody but me at thebigshow.com.
Red Lobster. Get it?
John Boy and Billy.
We know. All right. Listen up.
Morning radio done right.
Good Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. It's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories gleaned from you, the Big Show listener, in various places and ways, and sent to us. The address will follow this report. A 68-year-old career criminal who just finished a 20-year prison sentence hopped a train to Milwaukee and robbed a bank. The man didn't try to make a getaway. In fact, he told the bank teller to call 911 and sit down to wait for the cops to arrest him. The man said he heard Wisconsin had the best prison health care in the USA. So he asked the judge to lock him up for at least 10 years, which would basically get him covered for the rest of his life.
I got this weird mole I've been a little worried about.
A convenience store in Green Bay, Wisconsin, tried an unusual way to deter shoplifters. They put up a life-size cardboard cutout of Green Bay's police chief. Well, it didn't help much. Several days after the cardboard chief went on display, somebody stole it. A man at a California drive-thru got arrested for offering to pay for the order of the car behind him in line. Well, the second driver was a police officer in an unmarked car. So when the cop got out to explain to the man he couldn't accept free food, he found a Good Samaritan was totally hammered and arrested him for DUI.
Wow.
You don't think I'd done that if I sober, do you?
Yeah.
Also, driving drunk, the Canadian man who police say was so buzzed he couldn't manage to blow into the breathalyzer.
Did I get it?
The officer got the first clue something wasn't right when he asked to see the man's ID, and the driver handed a hamburger out the window instead of his driver's license.
You know, in fairness, it does look just like you, sir.
A patient arrived early for a dental appointment in Smithtown, New York, and found the dentist passed out and drooling with a gas mask on his face. In his defense, the dentist told a local newspaper that he was on his lunch hour at the time. Two customers at a Schererville, Indiana restaurant complained to their server that they had found a worm in their salad.
Oh, no.
Well, the manager apologized and offered to give them their meal on a house. A short time later, the waitress discovered that one of the customers had left her purse behind, and while looking inside for an ID, found a container of worms.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, the manager called the cops, who were waiting when the customer returned to claim her purse. A Barrera, Florida woman was involved in a two-car accident. When police arrived, the woman jumped from her car, leaving her 6-year-old child behind, and tried to escape by climbing a nearby fence.
Sorry, Skippy, we had a good run. I gotta go.
When police asked the woman why she tried to make a break for it, she said, "Because that's what they always do on cops." A concerned Australian called police after hearing the screams of a child coming from a nearby house, followed by a man's voice shouting, "Why won't you die?" Well, the responding officers say the man is deathly afraid of spiders, and he was freaking out his son by yelling at a large spider he was having a hard time killing.
Wow.
All right. An Australia police officer spotted a car doing a burnout at a traffic light and pulled the driver over. The cop agreed to let the man off with a warning, but a few minutes later, the same driver was spotted doing another burnout on the street in front of the Adelaide Police Academy, where a graduation ceremony for new cadets was taking place.
Wow.
Well, this time he was arrested.
I hope so, yeah.
Police in Saudi Arabia arrested a man over a scam involving camel pee.
Hmm? Over what?
Camel pee.
Okay. That's not the rapper then. That's not actual camel pee.
Well, apparently the suspect was doing a brisk business selling bottles of camel urine, which is believed by some Saudis to have powerful healing properties. The man was arrested because the urine he was selling turned out to be his own.
Oh,
finally, a Portland, Maine man walked into an all-night supermarket at 4 a.m. and tried to rob the place, but was turned away by the clerk. The thief told the clerk he'd be back at 11 a.m. and she better have some money for him. Well, police were on hand at 11 when he returned right on time and they arrested him. If you got Dumb Crook News, you can mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. All right, man. Y'all on the internet. Is that the first time y'all have heard Googable? Did I just come up with a new one?
I think it's the first time it's ever been used. Yeah.
Well, probably because Google ain't something, but Google is. But so you said Googable.
Is it Googable?
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
Yeah. I do too. Yeah. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to use it, nothing else but that from now on.
Did you Google it?
All right. Well, I've said a lot of stupid stuff about the internet over the years.
No.
Y'all been making fun of.
All of which is also Googable.
So I finally come up with something y'all ain't heard for.
Yeah.
How about that? Well, good. All right. Gee, I would go home, but I've still got half a show to go.
Well, you could Googleable some things up to see what to fill the time.
Hey, don't be stepping on my new word. Good morning. Got a big show on the radio Thursday morning, October the 21st, 10 days away from trick or treat. See what's going on at JD's.
Howdy, friends. Is your youngins a-bugging the crap out of you wanting that special costume for Halloween? Well, whether they want to dress up as a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger or Ellie Mae from the Beverly Hillbillies, we got exactly what they need. Right here at JD's 24-hour drive-thru Pontagon Auto Parts Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Temporary Costume Discount Cigarette Outlet. For all the spooking, vandalizing, and practical joking this holiday season. We got fake blood, vampire teeth, pressure cookers, chocolate bars, pest dispensers, rattlesnake bite antidote, Lynchburg lemonade, unscented two-ply toilet paper, and naughty cheerleader and nurse outfits. And we also got a wide variety of fruits and vegetables to give them idiot trick-or-treating neighbor kids that don't know their behinds from a hole in the ground. We got suckers, box cutters, barbed wire fencing, Superman capes, Catwoman leather thong panties with a matching whipping collar, Reese cups, Twinkies, Smarties, KY jelly liquid soap, and them funny little candles that won't blow out. And for a limited time only, grade A large eggs for throwing at passing cars, not to mention fake dog poop. Worried about that costume offending? Well, ladies, we got a special two-way mirror right here in my office of our air-conditioned back room for all you trying on needs. And don't forget to visit our haunted house where you can see Howard the Town Drunk dress up like a mummy. So what do you think? You ready to scare the living hell out of people? And come on down to JD's 24-hour drive-thru Pontagon Auto Parts Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Temporary Costume Discount Cigarette Outlet. And all stores that were closed for bug spraying are now reopened. See us today!
JD's, JD's, what a southern boy means.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. The sponsor and On Track with Doug Rice coming up a little bit later this morning. Also, win John Boy's stuff for today is a Lowe's Motor Speedway 09 Matchbox stock car, still in the box, and a miniature Jimmy Johnson number 48 bobblehead in his Lowe's racing outfit. And we have taken him out and moved him around a little bit because he's in great shape. All right. Hang on. All right. Headed toward Halloween is that season. Like we say, if you see only one movie this Halloween, see this one too.
This Halloween, Revco Embassy Pictures brings you Robert Louis Stevenson's classic tale of terror.
I'll show you. I'll show you all. This formula I've created will unleash the beast in even the most timid man. And now I'll prove it by testing it on myself. Good heavens! What's happening to me?
Say here, Jekyll, what's all this caterwauling in here? Oh, yeah, you're not Dr. Jekyll.
A brilliant man of science becomes a victim of his own twisted experiment.
Pardon me, Governor. Inspector Kemp from Scotland Yard. Have you seen a tall bloke with a horse face and two humps on his back? Kind of spits when he talks?
Yeah.
All right, off with you then.
He leads a tormented double life. By day, a mild-mannered neighborhood doctor.
Take two of these and call me in the morning.
By night, a beast stalking the foggy streets of London by moonlight.
Hello, handsome. I've heard all about you from the other gals. You're Mr. Clyde, ain't you?
Hello, baby.
Oh, I love your humps.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Clyde. This Halloween, it's time to unleash the beast.
Oh, my God.
No, this is not a real movie.
No.
That's Clyde the Camel.
It's not real.
All right. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy, y'all. Let's see here. Review yesterday's question. We found out, according to the official industry sales reports, this is officially America's most popular condiment.
That would be mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise by a long shot over ketchup, soy sauce, barbecue sauce, hot sauce, and mustard. Yep. Mm-hmm. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Judging by the stripes displayed on his uniform, this famous sea captain is not a captain at all. He's actually a commander.
Who is Captain Kit? I'm not sure what he's doing.
Captain Kit from the beach. Oh, what y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Our video today, more proof that cats are jerks.
Not that you really needed more proof.
That's funny, man. I love a little slow motion, too, you got in there. Check it out at thebigshow.com. And you can also check out John Boy's weekly stuff, our online giveaway, a fishing trophy, and a Carrot Top AT&T Kenny Schrader die-cast car in the box. Good shape. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Bloody Jeopardy. And now, a man who says a lot of the sea captains he knows are jerks too, but he won't mention any names. He's John Moore.
And thank you. Let's say hey to Billy out of Roanoke, Virginia. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Big Show.
Hello. Welcome in here. All right.
Are you climbing a hill on a roller coaster right now?
Well, I've got you on Bluetooth. Bluetooth sucks. I was going to change over to my phone, but I thought I might lose you. So yeah. I just couldn't take the risk, Billy. Okay.
Yeah, I was hoping for no.
And that was Randy, by the way. That's where your connection is like. Yeah.
Too much information.
Yeah. All right, Bill. Well, here you are, buddy. I don't know how you got here, but you are here. You're first up. Let's see what you got. Judging by the stripes displayed on his uniform, this famous sea captain is not a captain at all. He's actually a commander. The captain you are thinking, Billy.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, let's see.
Seven,
seven. Right off the bat. I thought we might have to go through Captain Obvious. What? Yeah, that's it, man. I don't get it. All right, Randy, you're the research scientist on this. What's this, the little shoulder?
No. Well, those are called brushes, but what you're talking about is the stripes on his sleeve, right?
On his sleeve, okay. Those are the commander. And that is one rank lower than a captain, by the way.
That's right. So it's false valor.
So Commander Crunch.
So what's the deal with the Crunchberry Beast? I never could figure him out.
Hey, Billy, worked out for you, buddy. You got the big old Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit and your name in a hat for my daily stuff. All right, buddy?
Fantastic.
Hey, Billy, I go for Jackie. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Yeah, head toward Halloween. You hear your request when Tim Wilson was in the studio talking about Halloween with us right after your news. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, making new memories this Halloween season. The fun getting candy part, not the Druid Death March human sacrifice part.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Let's go back some years where we had the late, great Tim Wilson in the studio with us.
Dwayne was a pain in the town's rear end. He blew up the trailer that he grew up in. Burnt down the church and the junior high gym. His own mama wouldn't even claim him. But Hillary Clinton says we're to blame. She says the town ought to feel ashamed. We let Dwayne down when he needed us most. We'd pray for him if our church wasn't toast and soot. It takes a village to raise a nut. We rebuilt the gym at the junior high school. Dwayne popped the lock with a tire tool. He blew out the windows with a pellet gun and spray painted some stuff about the coach's son. Albert Gower says he's appalled. Says Dwayne needs midnight basketball. We need to spend quality time with him. We'd play ball with him if the gym wasn't bolted shut. It takes a village to raise a nut. Everybody, it takes a village to raise a nut. It takes tires squealing around a Pizza Hut. Takes a mama and daddy sitting on their butts. Takes a principal's office without any guts. It takes a sorry mayor in a school that sucks. Takes a lot of police and fire trucks. Takes a high school teacher who likes being kicked and cut. It takes a village to raise a nut. We finally snapped in our senior year. Jumped in the truck and drank some cold beer. Followed Dwayne home from his senior prom. All the way back to his foster home. His foster mom let us in the door. Said she couldn't deal with Dwayne no more. Ripped a $40 tux right off of him. When we finished with him, his jaw was wired shut. It takes a village to raise a nut. It takes a village to raise a nut. It takes tires squealing around a Pizza Hut. Takes a mama and daddy sitting on their butts. Takes a principal's office without any guts. It takes a sorry mayor in a school that sucks. Takes a lot of police and fire trucks. Takes a high school teacher who likes being kicked and cut. It takes a village to raise a nut. And you wind up in the fetal position at the ATM machine. Woo. Woo. Little Skinner ending.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio for you Thursday morning. Well, always happy to have a visit from our resident poet laureate, Colonel Hamilton Brewster. Welcome back, Colonel.
Thanks, John Boy. It's good to be back.
So, how's life treating you?
Brother, I'm just like Humpty Dumpty, because I always have a great fall. You know, John Boy, this is my favorite time of year, when the trees are all AWOL, you know, always without leaves. You want to hear my favorite quote on autumn?
Okay.
Autumn leaves don't fall, they fly. They take their time and wander on this, their only chance to soar. Isn't that beautiful? My father, rest his soul, he had a great saying about the fall, too. Get your lazy ass out there and rake them leaves, boy!
So, what have you got for us today, Colonel?
Well, you know, it seems like every place you go in small-town America has a fall festival.
Oh, yeah.
And every one of them festivals have a bobbin' for apples contest. Well, I went to one a few years back that was the mother of all contests. I call it the Great Holler County Bob-Off. I put it to verse, and it goes a little like this. Summer is done, and the leaves start to fallin'. The scent of bonfires and the sound of geese calling. Folks of all ages gather together to celebrate autumn and the much cooler weather. Long about October, the festivals start. Music and food and moonshine and art. But in Old Holler County, they all still recall the greatest apple bobbin contest of all. The reigning champ was Miss Nellie Bly. 6'5", 280, and looked like a guy. She had her a trick that left people in awe, and just like a cobra, she could dislocate her jaw. The prize money offered was $500, and that was real money in the county of Holler. It was all but decided that Nellie would win and take home the Great Holler Trophy again. But old Marvin Seiler, he brought in a ringer. Gertie McDougal, a real humdinger. He found Gertie in a town just south of Nantucket. Mouth so big she slept with her false teeth in a bucket. She was only 5 feet tall, but her head, good Lord. A hat was something she could barely afford. Her beady eyes flashed. She was poised to attack, man. She started chomping her teeth just like Ms. Pac-Man. Things started off slow, first one apple, then two. But there was a battle a-brewing, and everyone knew. Nellie plunged her head in, the crowd started buzzing. When she came up for air, and her mouth was a dozen. The crowd went wild, who could do such a thing? The Baptist church choir started to sing. Gertie could never do what Nellie just done, so Gertie stuck in her head and brought up 21. They run out of apples, so they moved on to pumpkins. Had to use a swimming pool for this king-size Duncan. What happened next was a sight to be seen. Nellie come up with 6. Gertie brought up 16. Minds were a-boggling. Kids were screaming, golly. The biggest dang showdown since Frasier Ali. They bobbed for basketballs, cinder blocks, and melons. They even went to the prison and bobbed for felons. Ford truck motors and a whole head of cattle. WrestleMania wished they could book this battle. It was down to a draw, but folks needed a winner. And then they had a big meeting while folks broke for dinner. It was decided the only way a winner'd be reached was the ultimate test, and it'd be at the beach. They announced this last test would not be a lark. They'd go to the ocean and bob for a shark. Gertie and Nellie leaned off the boat. Gertie got a hammerhead stuck in her throat. Nellie was ready, punched her head in the drink, come up with a tiger shark quick as a wink. But cocksure Gertie was made for the fight. She was going for the gold, yep, a great white. A 25-footer sidled up alongside. Gertie smiled and opened that yapper up wide. She went for the gold, but there weren't no applause. Gertie overmounted her shot and got bested by Jaws. Everyone watched as the water turned foamy red. In the final insult, the shark spit out her head. Nellie won by default, but the victory bittersweet. 'Twas not Nellie, but the shark was Gertie's defeat. On the county courthouse, there now hangs a plaque. Don't never bob for nothing, that just might bob back. Ha 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 ha! You like that one, John Boy? Yeah!
Yeah, like a pecker wrecker turkey calls.
Yeah.
Pecker wrecker. Hey, my old buddy Pecker from Graham. We call his second wife Pecker wrecker.
Maybe they're related.
All right, dude, let's all jump out, catch up on your news, get going with Hoyt and the Boys, Monday Morning Tune. Hang on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, Thursday, October 21st. Look ahead to the weekend. See a couple of our funny buddies moving around. James Gregory via the Social Circle Theater in Social Circle, Georgia on Saturday. Catch James there. My man John Reed will catch up with John tomorrow. From his Country-ish podcast, we have a small town news every Friday with John, and he's playing Jacksonville, North Carolina. That is Friday night, tomorrow at Hooligan's Music Hall. See John there. And Bolivia, North Carolina, the Odell Williamson Auditorium, a Saturday night show, my boy John Reed. John's website, John Reed, R-E-E-P, is johnreed.com. James is funniestman.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to get in the winner's circle, take C. Get your Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. The latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine. Pickle juicers and convenient 2-ounce shooters and 64-ounce jugs. Mount Olive Pickles making great products since 1926. All right, now it is time for On Track with Doug Rice, brought to you by Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic fuel additives available at Napa Auto Parts. All right, Doug, you made it back from Texas all right, and we saw Larson do it again.
I'll tell you what, he's magic this year. That's his eighth win of the year, and I guess in some ways this is the most important because that locks him in when we go to Phoenix in a couple of weeks. He'll be one of the four guys battling for the championship, and he has to be the favorite. There's just no way around that. He's led more laps. He's won more stages. He's won more races than anybody else, double of anybody else. So, you know, right now he's the guy on top of the pyramid.
Man, that is it. So now, looking with what we got left, Kansas, Martinsville, and then the final cut to Phoenix. What you looking at, Doug?
You know, did a little bit of research on Kansas. Denny Hamlin's been pretty good there over his career. He's won there three times. And Hamlin has been second best throughout the year to Larson. He's won a couple of races. There are people that have won more, but he's led more laps. He's been competitive. So Denny Hamlin up at Kansas, that's a possibility. Keselowski's won there a couple of times. So is Truex. So those are guys that have decent track records there. But overall, I kind of like where Denny Hamlin is. And in the standings, Hamlin's okay. He's third right now. He's above the cut line by enough points. I think he's above the cut line by almost 20 points. So he's okay. So this is a big race, too. The next two are huge because if one of these eight championship contenders wins, then they're automatically locked in at Phoenix and they get to battle. Now, if Larson wins another one, then what we're going to see is people starting to get in on points. Uh-huh. And right now we're still, our eight are in order, Larson, Blaney, Hamlin, Kyle Busch. The next four are below the cut line, and that includes Chase Elliott. He's minus eight. Keselowski's minus 15. Truex minus 22. Joey Logano's minus 43. The only way Joey Logano wins the second title is he's got to win either at Kansas or Martinsville. He's pretty good at both of them, but that's a tall order to be pushed into a must-win situation.
Man, it is coming down to it, just like we hoped. Well, so the feud between Chase and Harvick is over. Chase won that at the Roval. We went through that, won that feud. There's another Chase going on, a feud with Mr. Denny Hamlin. Can you tell us about that, Doug?
Chase Briscoe and Denny Hamlin have a little bit of history. Going in the Wayback Machine back to the road course race at Indianapolis and the waning laps there, Chase Briscoe ran through a chicane. Yeah. He's automatically disqualified. He doesn't know it at the time. He comes up, catches Denny Hamlin, spins him out, not knowing that he had already been disqualified for cutting through the track. Denny obviously not happy about that, because that would have automatically have put him in a great position and maybe let him win the regular season championship. So Denny was already upset with him. And then he didn't like the way that Chase raced him down at Texas. He felt like that Chase it was in a car that wasn't going to win. Denny's trying to win. Take that argument either way. But then you know, as we do things now, they get on Instagram and send barbs at each other. You know, I might have preferred the old way of, you know, let's go talk in the parking lot. But now everybody's got to hash their junk out on social media.
Hash their tag.
Yeah, they really, exactly.
Somebody's going to get a virtual water bottle thrown at them.
Yeah. And this feels so sophomoric. You know?
I guess you can just fight anymore.
Yeah, you know, back in our day, people would have exchanged angry notes. Now, you know, I've got to let my followers know that I'm upset.
Oh, yeah. Well, you hang on. Let me write this down right here. Hand me my Sharpie.
And I looked at Denny's stuff that he barbed at Chase on, and it was well thought out. It wasn't just like, I'm mad. You know, it was like, here's my treatise on the things that you should be doing.
Wow. All right. Dogged over my head before he got to the treatise part. Man. You know, I forgot all about that at Andy, but these guys don't forget. You know, I mean,
No, they don't.
You know, Damon will never, ever forget that for the rest of his life.
No, he will drag that around with him. If there's one thing I've learned in this business, that the drivers remember when they are wrong or if they are perceived to have been wrong. They never let that go. They might forget races they win. They will not forget somebody that did them poorly.
Yeah, I know. I still remember Little Lou on Rusty Wallace's pit crew took me out in the final lap when I had a chance to win my only Legends race. I limped to a third place finish, luckily. Oh, my driving expertise
has kicked
in.
And if he ever catches Lou out of uniform, buddy. That's right.
I can tell even today that's a sore spot.
It's sore.
Not going to pick at that. Somewhere there's video of that.
That'd be nice. All right. Maybe you can get me one of them BTF deals you guys are selling.
Yes, we'll get you on a BTF. A big
one of the letters.
I think that's a sandwich at the snack bar.
Yeah. All right. Hey, well, I forgot to ask you last week, Doug, about the testing of the next gen cars that was going on. What's up?
They did 2 days of testing here on the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway because they already had the track set up. You know, they've taken that apart now and they're putting up Christmas lights. They learned a lot. This was the most extensive testing of this next generation car. And this is a tremendous departure from what we have had before. Rack and pinion steering, independent suspension, just five-speed inline transmission. So much is different about this car. The bodies on them are going to be a composite material and not sheet metal. So you're not going to need a fabricator. You'll get the parts for a Chevrolet sent to you, snap them together, and go racing.
Wow. A five-speed inline?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like an
automatic. You're not going to have the H-pattern transmission that you did. And, you know, one of the other, the size of the wheels are changing, and they're going from five lug nuts to a single lug nut.
Oh, man, that's right.
Oh, like so, the Indies, cars, yeah.
That's going to be different. It's still going to take about the same amount of time to come in and make a pit stop because the real amount of time on a pit stop is used up putting fuel in the car as it is And, you know, I think it will probably do away with teams going out and having a loose lug nut and that sort of thing. So hopefully that'll rectify. But this is a radical departure from what we've ever seen before. I will say this. They sound bad. They sound
really
loud and throaty. Awesome. I mean, they almost growl at you when they're going around the racetrack.
Right.
So that part I think people are going to like. And the other positive takeaway from me is the way they look. The Mustang looks like a Ford Mustang.
Uh-huh.
The Camry, it looks like a Camry. I mean, they have nailed it. The Camaro is spot on for what you would buy in the showroom. So
nice.
They've gotten a lot closer that way.
Right, man. Good deal. Thanks, Doug. Well, buddy, let's see what happens in Kansas, and then we'll have two to go to see who we get our champion this year. And that's something I know you're in your studios now at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And for my daily stuff giveaway right here, I have a Lowe's Motor Speedway Matchbox car from 09. How about that? And that is the number on the car as well.
The Speedway's attorneys would like to have that back.
And a Jimmy Johnson miniature Lowe's bobblehead, him dressed out in his Lowe's number 48 outfit there. So that's a prize. And in honor of you, Doug.
So you're getting the lowdown today.
Yes, we are.
I'll be here all week.
Thank you. All right, keep it going for your headliner, Doug Rice.
Appearing next at the Chuckle Hut.
Have a great rest of your day, Doug. We appreciate
all right,
you, buddy.
Take care, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, man. You can follow Doug on Twitter at RiceMan61. All right, well, let's get this Mount Olive Pickle prize pack and Jimmy Johnson miniature bobblehead in 09 Matchbox car still in the box. Hmm. What are we dealing with, Billy?
Sheep farmer saves the day at his local school.
Okay, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Take C and win. We play next. By the way, On Track with Doug Rice was brought to you by Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic fuel additives, available at your local Napa Auto Parts store. Tuesday only, fish. Show on the radio. Video of the day brought to you by Nichols Store in Rock Hill, South Carolina, your hunting headquarters. Check it out, NicholsStore.com. We got more proof that cats are jerks, just in case you're on the fence. Check this out. BigShow.com. And now, JBB Pimp Squad.
Ready? Okay! Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz.
Say hey to Valerie from Brunswick, Georgia. Valerie. Valerie.
Wow. I'd ask you if you'd want to buy a vowel, but it sounds like you got too many already.
Yeah, I got too many letters in Valerie. I thought I could pull it off. My bad, Valerie. How are you this morning?
Excited. I'm actually, like, while I'm doing this, I'm out here at the Black Island Pond feeding some fish and some birds some ramen. They love it. It's so fun to watch. I saw a really big fish come up here.
Some fish and some birds and some robins?
Ramen.
Feeding
them ramen. Like, yeah, ramen noodles.
Yeah. Watching them eat
come up.
You're feeding the fish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, awesome.
They're so cute.
I say, I wish I could do this show while I was feeding the fish.
Sometimes we do, too.
Neat, Valerie. Well, good. Well, here you go. Get ready to take your quiz, listen to Billy, and win.
Well, a primary school in a small village in the French Alps got word that due to declining enrollment numbers, some of their classes were being canceled, and the whole school was in danger of being shut down. And that's when local sheep farmer Michel Girard came to the rescue. Girard took a herd of sheep down to the schoolhouse and signed 15 of them up as students. That was just enough to keep the school's doors open.
Wow.
One of the human students says the biggest perk of going to school with a bunch of sheep is, A, the grass is always neat, B, the school store gets great prices on wool jackets, or C, if somebody flunks out, the next day the lunchroom has pork chops.
All right, good work, everybody. Yeah. I think it's lamb chops.
Yeah, I think so too. But I wouldn't go. He's a smart one. You know, so you don't want to call him out on stuff. You know, you got to pull him aside and whisper to him. Hey, bud. You know, just so you know.
Hey, well, Valerie, worked out, baby. Congratulations, big old Mount Olive Pickles prize pack, and you're qualified for my daily stuff: a Lowe's Motor Speedway 09 Matchbox stock car and a miniature Jimmy Johnson 48 bobblehead. Fish love him. You hang on, baby. Jackie, hook you up. Thanks for listening. Keeping up making us a part of your day. You got a nice morning going on.
Where are y'all going later?
Feed the fish. Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side. Our annual worst top 10 Halloween costumes of the year. Morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through you Thursday, October the 21st. All right, Billy.
Today's Big Show Top 10, the top 10 worst Halloween costume ideas. Number 10, Jehovah's Witness. Yeah. Nobody's going to go to the door
for
that.
Every year. Yeah, it's good, man.
Number 9, Mexican guy with a truckload of pine needles. Number 8, pine needle guy with a truckload of Mexicans. Number 7, Kellyanne Conway Twitty. Number 6, guy dancing to the We Buy Any Car jingle. Number 5, drunk 8-year-old with a Mike's Hard Lemonade stand. Number 4, sexy Pete Buttigieg. Number 3, SpongeBob Woodward. Number 2, Dr. Phil, Medicine Woman. And the number 1 worst Halloween costume, Pearl the Dog, the Bounty Hunter.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Well, who's this right here?
I am Pizza Rut.
I am Pizza Rut. I'm the real deal, this ain't no stunt. In public, they line up to take the blame. Big girls lose control when I refill their pasta bowl.
my tiny pants. I'm pretty popular, if I do say so myself. Not bad for a fella, as big as Elf on the Shelf. Nearly 3 foot tall, still the greatest of them all. Too bad I got a wife, stops dead cold my playboy life.
I am Pizza Rod, Dothan's most beloved fast food mascot. Fear me.
What? Go now? Go now? Okay. Good morning! Stan Higgins here. Nothing makes my day like a chance to pop in on John Boy and Billy here on the Big Show. But I don't come here just to see them. I'm not a gay. I come here for the eye candy. Babs, Jackie, and Thader. And Daddy's got a sweet tooth. How was that?
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. In minutes, Tatertainment News, and we'll play us some Wordy Word. Take a classic beer request off the wall. Had a drawing for my daily stuff. You want a contest, your name's in the hat, and got one more chance. We'll play Wordy Word in minutes. Right now, this big old final hour brought to you by JD's.
Howdy, friends. Are you tired of running all over hell and half of Georgia trying to find all the stuff you need for Halloween? Then bring a little ghosts and goblins on down to JD's 24-hour drive-thru Polygon Auto Parts Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Discount Cigarette Outlet. JD's Costume Corner is your one-stop shop for hellacious Halloween values. Whether you're looking for a cartoon favorite for the youngins or something tight and slutty for daddy's new girlfriend, we got your Fright Night favorites. We got Frankenstein, Wolfman, Spider-Man, SpongeBob, Power Rangers, Dr. Phil, Mr. Peanut, Miss America, Paris Hilton, Ike Turner, Chewbacca, and a special family three-pack with Britney Spears, her goober husband, and her brand new white trash baby.
Hey, sweet thing, move that kid out the way, let daddy have some of that.
And JD's got great trick-or-treat goodins for all ages. For the youngins, a Snickers, Milky Way, Nestle's Crunch, Sugar Babies, and Pop Rocks, and more. And for the adults, a Skull Bandit, Stacker 2, and fun-sized Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, and Jägermeister. And if you first like tricks better than treats, JD's is your Halloween Havoc headquarters. From silly string to paintball guns, we got everything you need to shake up the whole blessed neighborhood. Make your mark on your ex-girlfriend's front yard with a 24-roll jumbo pack of JD's Pride bathroom tissue. And JD's brown paper fun sacks is perfect for leaving a flaming dog turd on the porch of the irritating neighbor of your choice.
Oh, geez, not again.
Come on out nightly through Halloween at our Abingdon, Virginia location and take a butt-clenching walk through JD's Forest of Fear out behind the store. But don't come by yourself, because you're liable to run into America's scariest celebrity lunatics like Jason, Freddy Krueger, Hellraiser, Rosie O'Donnell, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, liberal Democrats, and General Tom Sadler dressed up like Dracula.
Ew, I'm on drink. Thank you, bud.
It's boogers and bargains, folks, and all the crap you need for Halloween. At prices so low, it's scarier than Hillary Clinton in a two-piece bathing suit. So come save yourself a buttload at JD's 24-hour drive-thru Pontagon Auto Parts Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Discount Cigarette Outlet. Come visit our new location in Hooker's Notch, Tennessee on State Road 50 next to the Baby Doll Men's Club and Sex Offender Registry Office. Do it today.
JD's, JD's, what a southern boy needs.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a hat, T-shirt, and tumbler from Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers, plus a one-year digital subscription to Classic Easy Rider magazine, making its rebellious return this December 7th with the 2021 Sturgis Special. To subscribe, go to ClassicEasyRiders.com. Save up to 60% off the cover price. Or go to TheBigShow.com. Click the Classic Easy Riders link. It will play for that in minutes. But right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. And here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
Well, let's take a look at the top five movies from the box office this weekend. Halloween Kills basically killed it at the weekend box office with a $50.4 million debut. And that's a pretty big haul, considering that the film was released also on Peacock. Right. The same day that it was released in theaters.
So it's streaming. You can watch it at home at the same time it's in the theater. And that has hurt a lot of movies at the box office this year because so many movies have been like that.
Well, I guess people want to see that. You know, Halloween, want to go in there, big screen.
And I watch this one at home, but I do have a big screen at home. I got to tell you, you really want to see this movie on a big screen because there's a lot of jump cuts or jump scares. And stuff. But a special message to Jamie Lee Curtis, stop.
Just stop.
I mean, she's integral in the movie. She does all the narration, and it's like, oh no, I just feel bad for her. You know,
it's like watching Ric Flair wrestle.
At this point,
wow,
yeah.
But you say, just stop, please.
Yeah.
Before you throw out a hip, please don't do this again.
Yeah. I just feel it's so much work for her. You know, I'm just like, you've got enough money, just stop.
But, when Michael Myers is chasing you, and you got to stop and lean up against a tree and go, oh God, hold on a second.
So she's turned into Mario.
Yes. Yeah.
The plot line on this one is the whole town kind of already knows Michael Myers is unkillable, right? Every one of them is going to be the guy who's killing him. That's what they all try to do. And I really love that the victims all announce their shortcomings before. Well, I'm going to take this pickaxe. There's no way he'll take it away from me and kill me with it. And so you find yourself rooting for Michael Myers. Let's just see, Mr.
Cut
pickaxe.
To Michael Myers with a glass against the wall with his ear to it.
I found myself laughing when I was.
Well, let's see if this movie has staying power at the top of the box office.
All right.
The James Bond flick, No Time to Die, dropped to second place. And Venom, Let There Be Carnage, went from second to third place, followed by The Addams Family 2, that went to fourth place. And Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's period drama, The Last Duel, opened in fifth place, making $4.8 million.
Well, that's not too good for those guys.
No, it's not.
All right.
Ryan Reynolds made an announcement on his Instagram that it's a perfect time for a little sabbatical from movie making. So the 44-year-old is going to step back from making movies after he wraps Spirited, which he has been filming with Will Ferrell and Octavia Spencer. And it is a reimagined movie where he's playing Ebenezer Scrooge, a modern musical reimagining of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
And it's a musical?
It's a musical. So he said after this, it was so hard. If he'd known 3 years ago he was going to do a movie like this, he would have taken a sabbatical. He says they're singing, dancing, and playing in the sandbox with Will Ferrell, which made a whole lot of dreams come true, but he needs to take a break.
So great. Stop. One of the only dependable people that can dependably open a movie is going to take a break.
All right.
I don't know if you saw this in the news, because I know you guys keep up with it, but Kourtney Kardashian is engaged to Travis Barker. Barker, you might say, who is that? He was a drummer. I don't even remember the band he was in.
Oh, good. Yeah.
He was a drummer with
he's a drummer.
A band.
He's a drummer.
Our entertainment correspondent has no idea.
He knows that he was a drummer.
Yeah. I just know that recently he's been with Machine Gun Kelly. They collaborated. But anyway, he is engaged to Kim's older sister. And 5 years ago, he admitted to Us Weekly that, he kind of had a thing for Kim. So now that's all come up. And you don't care, so I'll just move on.
Oh, no, so it's for Kim, and then
why
he went with his older sister.
Why can't these people take a sabbatical?
So, that's going to make Christmas fun over at the Kardashians.
All right.
Did you see the story about America's Got Talent?
No.
Stuntman that was up there doing his talent? So a stuntman is fighting for his life now. He had a horrible accident on the set of America's Got Talent.
Oh, he got like hit by a car or something,
Yes. So his name is Jonathan Goodwin. He has performed daredevil stunts on America's Got Talent before. This was America's Got Talent Extreme. And he attempted this stunt where, according to TMZ, he was suspended 70 feet in the air upside down by his feet and in a straitjacket. At the same time, two cars were suspended and swinging in front of him. The stunt was for him to escape from the straitjacket and fall between the swinging cars onto an air mattress. Unfortunately, the car swung into each other and exploded.
Oh!
And he was sandwiched in between them.
Oh!
And then he fell to the ground and he hit his head and was unresponsive. So his condition is unknown right now. We don't know what's going on with him.
Wow.
And lastly, Kanye West.
Oh, boy.
I wish he'd land on his head.
Shall henceforth be known only by his popular nickname, Ye.
Ye?
A judge in Los Angeles credited Kanye Omari West, the legal name change. He's dropping both his middle and last name for personal reasons. And it just so happens that his eighth album is also called Ye.
Oh, yay. Oh, it's yay. Kanye.
It's two letters. Is it Y?
E.
Y-E.
So
is ye or yay? Yeah.
Well, in USA Today, the rapper explained, I believe yay is the most commonly used word in the Bible. And in the Bible, it means you.
Okay. Well, then it's ye, so, because that's the most commonly used
that's
word
right,
in the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay, well, because I thought like that, too. You said because the fans were calling it ye because of his Yeezys and stuff. And all of the tabloids and media have been saying yay. Pronounce it Y-A-Y. Hmm. So anyway, so he's...
Kanye?
So he says, so I'm you, I'm us, it's us. It went from Kanye, which means the only one, to just yay or ye.
Yeah, all right, put him in the straitjacket and get him up in the air. Let's go.
I mean, he has legally changed his name.
Yes,
he no longer
legally. He's no longer...
No middle name, no last name. It's just...
Y-E.
Y-E.
This couldn't be to confuse the judge in divorce court.
Maybe.
Divorce.
So he even has media tabloids all confused, too, if it's ye or yay. But.
Getting him some attention there. Okay.
So there you go.
Ye,
yay. Yay.
Kanye, stop.
Hear ye. Hear ye. Hear ye.
All right. Thank you very much for that fine report there, Taylor.
I don't believe you.
All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants. Team up and play next. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio, rolling through your Thursday morning video today. Check it out. We got more proof that cats are jerks. Guess you could go either way. This might push you one way. Funny little cat right there at thebigshow.com. Also, what we got there? Oh, yeah, weekly stuff. I got there up on the main page at thebigshow.com. And click on air contest button. You can't get through. Jackie call you and classic bit of the morning off the wall in minutes.
You know, 90% of the people listening right now have no idea what you just said.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Should I go over again?
No,
stop,
it's okay.
Shut it down, try to explain.
We'll fill them in later.
Right now. Hey, man, don't get in my head. I'm about to play Wordy Word.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Live little wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Ricky from Brunswick, Georgia. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning. Ricky Bobby's my name.
Ricky Bobby. All right. And you are playing Jeremy from Bolivar, Missouri. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Ricky Bobby, you're on Team John Boy and Billy. Jeremy, you on the Tater and Randy side. All right, that's a team. Jack, no take back. All right, Jeremy, you relax. And me and Ricky Bobby going to go for the first 30 seconds. All right, you ready, Ricky B?
Yes, I am.
All right, we're going to do it. Start the clock now. The opposite of bad is?
Good.
Uh-huh. This is a state known for their potatoes, a blank potato.
Idaho.
Yeah. All right. This is the dress that Scottish guys wear. Skirt.
Kilt.
Yeah. All right. These animals love bananas.
Monkey.
Yeah. That is my blank. And that is, I'm telling you what I think. That is my
opinion.
Yes. All right. Blank, blank goes the duck.
Quack, quack.
Yeah. Good work. Rick and Bobby put a six on the board.
I can't believe you didn't go with... These are, everybody's got one of these. I mean, I can't even think how it's.
That's why.
I suck at this game. These are like buttholes. Everybody goes,
thank you for
for trying to help me out, the all-time record holder of Wordy Word. When I have no idea
I was trying to clean it up.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Opinions are like buttholes. Everybody's got
you were back in the opinion. Well, let me say this, as I've coined many years ago.
We'll get back to us. Don't worry about it, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Hanson coined that.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Are y'all done?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay.
Now. All right, six on the board. Now, Jeremy and Tater. All right. Are you ready, Jeremy?
I am ready.
And go.
All right, a Vienna blank. It's a meat. It's a product. It's not bacon, but it's...
Sausage.
Yes. I hate y'all. This is the name of a funeral director. He's the what? The first part of the word is not over, but
Undertaker.
There you are. Blank woman. She's a superhero comic. Blank woman.
Underwood.
Yep. You go see animals at this place, the cement place.
The zoo.
Yeah. You.
Tater goes to a cement zoo.
Yeah.
Good work. Did he get it?
Did he get it? They are made out of cement.
Somehow, I don't know how, you squeaked out a four on that deal. Good work there, Jeremy. All right, 6-4. And Ricky Bobby. And Billy for round two. Ready, Ricky?
Yes, I am.
And go.
You blow these up for a birthday party. They're different colors. There you go. Let's see. A slam blank in basketball. A slam.
Slam dunk.
There you go. This is like a cloud that's on the ground early in the morning. Dense.
Fog.
Yep. Let's see. I fell down and bent my knee. I blanked my knee.
Scraped it.
Nope. I went out there and
broke
got
it.
Nope. It's like a name for an injury.
Sprain.
I got. Wow, everybody's happy. People drove by the studio were yelling.
All right, well, put a 3 on that 6, a total of 9 for Ricky Bobby.
But you were very helpful.
I got it.
All right, Jeremy and Randy, you need 5 to tie and 6 will win. Not out of reach for the normal Wordy Word player. Let's see what you do. Ready, picking up on that last one, go.
Somebody hit me. Ow, that.
Yeah.
Hurt. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the bad guy with the Batman stuff. Yeah. Okay, it's also one of the cards in a deck of cards. Yes.
Yeah.
So this is when you're looking for a way to get out of something. Ugh, there's no way.
Yeah, you look for these.
Yeah, you look for these.
Yeah, that's good.
In a contract, you look for this. A way to get out.
Yep.
Yo.
No way.
I thought that was a really good clue.
All right, now Jeremy was looking for a loophole.
Yes, he was. To get out of this game.
So I did get to play with the word hole anyway.
So Ricky wins 9-6. He's a Batman bad guy. See, you might want to follow up if he wears makeup because, if he had to start listing.
It was the bad guy with all the Batman stuff. I think it
was. Did he get it?
No.
Yes, Joker.
Yeah, that's right. When you went to the deck of cards. All right, congratulations. Good game. And Jeremy,
really?
you can play. You can play again anytime, buddy. We appreciate you.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a great day. Bolivar, Missouri. And Ricky Bobby down in Brunswick, your big old prize pack from Law Tigers is headed your way, and you're the last name in the hat for my daily stuff that we're giving away. All right?
All right. I appreciate it.
And John Boy, and I really mean this.
You're a bitch.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right. That was fun.
Let's see how you feel if it had ended with you on the losing side.
Opinion. Okay.
Oh, opinion. Yeah.
Opinions are like blank holes. Everybody has one. No, but you can't say the word was opinion.
Yeah, right. But you know what?
We'd rather you not say the other word that you were trying to use.
Thanks for trying to help.
But your team member thinks that pork chops come from lamb.
Well, that was an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, come on. Get over it, man. All right, well, time for our classic bid request for the morning. We got David Terry from Knoxville, Tennessee, And his brother and about 15 others on Facebook, Taylor tells me.
Very popular.
Love the Calhoun don't want the ball. Mm. All righty. Hey, who are we to argue with our fans? You got it. Coming up next. Big Show's on the radio. Talk about a classic beer request from David Terry from Knoxville. Him and his brother and about 15 others on Facebook want to hear Calhoun. Man, isn't it funny how we named the bit the punchline?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I think this should be give Calhoun the ball.
But that is how he. That's how it's been requested because they all.
They request they require, the punchline.
Yes. Yes.
He's out there somewhere going, look, are you playing or not?
No, I was just saying, I'm just going, that's not Tater being, you know, Tater, when she has some Tater moments sometime. She didn't write the punchline out for the name of the bit.
It was, you see how he's singling everybody out today?
And his brother.
Yeah, if you're going to look for it in the bit box, look for give Calhoun the ball.
Give Calhoun the ball.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, but like we're worried about giving away the punchline.
Yeah. I mean,
that's why they want to hear it.
Yeah, okay, right. I got you. Right.
All right, well, good. Well, let's all enjoy it then.
Glad you came around.
Good job, Tater.
Spoiler alert.
That's a 1-2, yeah. 1-2. Is this
it's
one
on.
Right here?
It's on.
Right
it's
here?
On. It's on.
It's on.
On. It's on.
Jack Black and Billy Citizen Render. Rabbity Rabbit Don't Poop. Rabbit, honestly, sincere here with you this morning. Flying solo.
Uh-huh.
I know what you're saying. Why don't you fly so low, won't be able to hear you. And Agooba is not here this morning. Right. He's been struck down by influenza.
Oh.
He opened his window yesterday and influenza. Enza Perkins. I just got that out of Pulpit Puns, the October issue, thought I'd try it out on you.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
What?
You said, hey, Ralph, won't your congregation, when you use that for the pulpit, ought to hear the joke and not laugh as hard?
Uh-huh.
Like my congregation, listen, this old heathen white boy show, there ain't no chance for that anyway.
Okay,
so,
well, good.
What I'd like to do here is entertain you with one of my world-famous life analogies.
Oh, boy.
On broadcast this morning,
okay.
If I may.
All right.
It was a ball game. It was a football game is what it was.
Uh-huh.
Out in Pisgah High School a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Not the big Pisgah High School, little Pisgah High School.
Pisgah.
Little Pisgahs.
All right.
And it was a game, and oh, my goodness. In my old high school, matter of fact, we're playing the best team in the state. This team was undefeated.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to know they was whooping us.
Ooh.
I mean, they was whooping us bad.
Uh-huh.
The score was 59-0, and I'd have had the fifth string in. And we couldn't even get close to scoring. Everybody was beat up. Oh, it was terrible.
I'm sorry.
So the game was so far out of the way, a couple of boys in the stands started hollering for the coach to put Calhoun in. Now, Calhoun ain't never played in a ball game. Calhoun was not a very good athlete. But so the boys started yelling, give Calhoun the ball. Give Calhoun the ball. I mean, the game was out of reach. And they just started yelling. Pretty soon, more people in the stands picked up the chant saying, give Calhoun the ball. Little old Calhoun, he's sitting on the bench just looking around. The score went up to about 75-0. And pretty soon, the cheerleaders picked up the chant. Give Calhoun the ball. Give Calhoun the ball. Well, later the score was up to about 85-0. And pretty soon, the players on the bench started hollering to the coach, give Calhoun the ball. Then the spectators on the other side of the field picked up the chant. By the time the score was about 103-0, late in the game, the spectators on the other side was hollering, give Calhoun the ball. Then their cheerleaders picked it up. Give Calhoun the ball. Pretty soon the coach of the other team was hollering with everybody in the stadium, give Calhoun the ball. Pretty soon, the coach of our team sent Calhoun in the ball game. Well, they huddled, and they went up to the line, and here it was. Everybody, give Calhoun the ball. Well, they faked the Calhoun and handed off to the running back. It was down. Give Calhoun the ball. Give Calhoun the ball. They huddled again. They went up to the line of scrimmage. The quarterback faked people was still hollering. By this time, the coach of our team walked up to the sideline hollering, "Give Calhoun the ball!" So they went back and they huddled. And they took too much time. It was a 5-yard penalty. They went back in the huddle again. Everybody hollered, "Give Calhoun the ball! Give Calhoun the ball!" They huddled. They stayed in that huddle. Another delay of game call. They was back 5 yards again. And another one, and another one.
Oh.
Finally, the quarterback of our team walked in the middle of the field. With the whole stadium, even people driving by outside the stadium, was hanging their heads out the window. Give Calhoun the ball. Give Calhoun the ball. The quarterback held his hands up. And he made a complete circle at the 50-yard line in the middle of the field with his hands up. And everything, the whole stadium grew quiet. It was so quiet you could hear a pin drop. The quarterback put his hands up to his mouth and said, "Calhoun say he don't want the ball." Calhoun didn't want that ball.
He didn't want it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this little analogy as much as I did.
That was a good one.
Now, I have another one.
No.
That's fine. Maybe I'll save that one till later. That's fine.
Please.
Y'all boys have a good day. Right. We there.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right. I intended to clean out my office. 20 years in this location. Some of my cool stuff collected over the years. We're going to get to some really good stuff online so anybody can register to win it. It's not, you know, limited to whoever can win one of our 4 daily contests here. That's the daily stuff. I'm getting ready to draw for that. But online stuff at thebigshow.com. I know this. Yeah, I got an 06 Cape Fear Marlin Children's Tournament fishing trophy that I just had to grab because, man, they need something to take a picture of to get it to Marcus, our boys, runs our website. Anyway, so I got that for this week. And from 03, a Carrot Top Kenny Schrader die-cast car. That's in the box. The good thing when Carrot Top was doing, was it AT&T commercials you were talking about?
Back when you would call collect or whatever.
Carrot Top, old Bud Schrader. All right, good. So we'll announce a winner for that tomorrow.
Oh,
at this time, probably about right before the last hour of the show. Then you'll get next week's on to tell you about that. That's when really get some good, cool stuff.
Well, that's when it amps
up. Not like this daily stuff is nothing to just throw away. Because it's a Lowe's Motor Speedway 09 Matchbox stock car in the box, collector's edition. We had a boy win earlier. Said he was 47 years old, still collected Matchbox cars. He was hoping to win that.
Never mind that. Here comes Mungo.
I'm not quite through yet. A miniature Jimmy Johnson, number 48 bobblehead as well, that goes with that Lowe's Motor Speedway. Car, Jimmy, and his Lowe's Motor Speedway. And it's great how things fall together
off
the shelf.
Yeah, when is that going to start?
All right, so the winner of that stuff, my daily stuff today, wow, unbelievable. It just was talking about Tim Forster. He won very first contest this morning, Outburst. Tim Forster from Coward, South Carolina. All right, good. All right, y'all. Well, have a great rest of your day. And if you'll finish with your little drops and put the show clothes up there, I'll get us out of here, Randy. Thank you. All right.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere, find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
Man, you don't have to miss a minute of the Big Show. John Mobility Late Risers podcast. Here, a podcast of great moments, man. From pork chops to lamb chops to Randy Butcher in the English language.
Yeah.
Wordy word and all fun stuff, man.
I got nothing. No, you made me throw away my little drops.
Love you, man.